miracle of the talking donkey in Parshat Balak, that the donkey spoke to Bilam and said, "Ma siti lecha ki ketani zeh shalosh regalim? Why, what did I do to you that you hit me three times?" Gives Mefarshim, any parish, a bit of work to do. Number one, to explain this miracle, but it's more than that. This miracle of a talking animal, was it experienced just by Bilam? Was it experienced by everybody around him? It seems to be that it was just by Bilam. So why was what was the point of this miracle? Why was Bilam, let's say, Zocha to see such an incredible miracle? Because we know that this phenomenon is so extraordinary that the Mishnah Pirkei Avot says that this mouth of the Aton was one of the items that had to be created Erev Shabbos. That it's so unusual that it needed to have been planned ahead of time. And the Ramban already explains, and the Sforno, in his basic approach, follows this Ramban. The Ramban already explains the Tama, and he says, La'arot le'bilam mi'sam pe'la adam mi'asum ilim. La'odia ki Hashem poteach ki'anamim kol shekein she'alim b'rtzono pi'am midabrim gam yasim b'fi'am dvarim le'daber k'rtzono ki'al kol b'yado. It's very clear. Look, I can make the donkey speak, so I'm really in charge of who speaks when. I can, if you think you can speak and you have the power to speak, no, I can make you mute. And just like I can put words in the donkey's mouth, I can make you say what I want you to say. And this was a lesson to Bilam. But although that lesson is clear, what's the lesson that Bilam is supposed to take from it? And the Sforno adds that Bilam is supposed to take from this, Lashuv Betshuva. He said, just like before we say Shemoneh Esrei, we say the pasuk in Tehillim that says, Hashem, open our lips so that we can speak properly. So all that is supposed to, that idea is supposed to make Bilam realize, okay, I'm going to do the wrong thing. I should be chozer b'tshuva and realize that it's all up to Hashem, and He's the one who gives me the koch adibor, and He's the one who helps me be able to do what I want to do, and therefore I should do the right thing. But now let's go back to our original question. Why was Bilam worthy of this miracle, or why did he get this miracle? This miracle was experienced just for him. It wasn't to all the Sarim nearby. What was it about Bilam that made him worthy of that? So says the Sforno, Kol zeh kedei shelo yabed ish kamohu. Someone like him shouldn't be lost. Bilam is the type of person who is able, in the Sforno's words, Zichro ki me'ashem anelashon, the pasuk in Mishlei that we say in davening and in Ochila Lakel and Yavin Orayim, Ladam archelev me'ashem anelashon. Hashem is the one who controls our mouth. Bilam is somebody who understands this message. He can understand Hashem Svatai Tiftach. He can understand Hashem is telling him, Misam Pel Adam, I'm in charge and you're... So what is going on? Kol zesh li'aved ish kamohu. Bilam is on a special high madrega. And Hashem is saying, Chaval, that somebody on your high madrega should make this mistake. And therefore, Bilam was being sent this miracle to tell him, Lashuv b'tshuva, and it was really a special chesed to Bilam that he should realize that he's on his way to do the wrong thing and he should repent. So really, this message of this miracle of the talking donkey, which had to be planned ahead for Masa Bereishit, which is all a message to Bilam about the Koach HaDibor, and it's really up to Hashem, all that was because Bilam was on this high level and Hashem was being chas on him, out of pity. So Bilam thinks, why is all this thing happening to me? Why is the donkey, you know, going off the path and everything's happening to him? And really, it was all because Hashem was trying to prevent his koach from his kavod from falling, and even though he's trying to maintain his impression to the sarim and everybody who's going with him that he is a special person, and Hashem is willing to go along with that. By the way, that's what the Sforno is saying. Hashem's saying, okay, you want to maintain the impression that you have special skills, I'm not stopping that, but just remember that you don't really have special skills. Okay, Hashem isn't getting in the way with that. He's willing to say, I'll give you a special miracle to remind you that you can't talk when I don't let you talk. But I'm giving you just this miracle, and it's unbefitting somebody of you who's trying to maintain this impressive stature that you should forget this important lesson. So sometimes we have to realize that there are lessons really just for us, that we're all trying to maintain our image and our reputation. And sometimes we have to remember that really who it's all about, everything is really B'yad Hashem. Even the Koach HaDibor, where every time we daven, every time we speak, we're really saying, Hashem, please let me be effective. Please let me say what I want to say and let me get my message across. Whatever it is we're trying to do in life. And we have to realize, really, it's all B'yad Hashem. And it's not becoming of someone like us either to forget that important message. Shkayach.